morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is Friday, July 30th, 2021. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Rest is not idleness, and to lie sometimes on the grass on a summer day, listening to the murmur of water, or watching the clouds float across the sky is hardly a waste of time." By John Lubbock. So, what am I drinking today? I'm finishing off my Moon Cycle Mood Manager Tea from thetwigandfeather.com. This tea is meant to help ease discomfort before your menstruation, if that is something you do. But honestly, I've been drinking it just to help calm my anxiety. And I feel like it's been working really, really well. I already feel so much better. So this tea has lemon balm, chamomile, rose, cardamom, cinnamon, and oat straw. So speaking of cinnamon, we are going to talk about cinnamon. We're going to talk about some of the 10 proven benefits of cinnamon, one of my most favorite spices. I am a fall gal, after all. And anything with cinnamon, I'm very, very into. So this comes to us from Healthline.com. Cinnamon is a high in substance with powerful medicinal properties. Cinnamon is a spice that is made from the inner bark of trees, scientifically known as cinnamomum, which sounds like I'm mistaken, but it literally says cinnamomum. It has been used as an ingredient throughout history, dating back as far as ancient Egypt. It used to be rare and valuable and was regarded as a gift fit for kings. I saw the funniest meme, I want to say like a few days ago, and it said like, if you ever want to feel good about yourself, go to your spice cabinet, open it, and realize you would have been an emperor. And it's like, yeah, I would have been an emperor with all of my cinnamon and cardamom and good stuff. All right, so cinnamon is loaded with antioxidants. Antioxidants protect your body from oxidative damage caused by free radicals. Cinnamon is loaded with antioxidants such as polyphenols. Cinnamon has anti-inflammatory properties. We talked about this before. Inflammation can become a problem when it's chronic and directed against your own body's tissues. So cinnamon can be helpful in this regard. Cinnamon may cut the risk of heart disease. Cinnamon has been linked to reduced risk of heart disease, the world's most common cause of premature death. Cinnamon can improve sensitivity to hormone insulin. Insulin is one of the key hormones that regulate metabolism and energy use. It's also essential for transporting blood sugar from your bloodstream to your cells. Cinnamon lowers blood sugar levels and has a powerful anti-diabetic effect. Cinnamon may have beneficial effects on neurodegenerative diseases. So neurodegenerative diseases are characterized as progressive loss of the structure or function of brain cells. So think Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, things of that ilk. Cinnamon may help protect against cancer, which makes sense if it's an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. Most of those herbs or spices tend to help protect against cancer. Cinnamon helps fight bacterial and fungal infections. And cinnamon may also help fight the HIV virus. HIV is a virus that slowly breaks down your immune system, which can eventually lead to AIDS if untreated. So cinnamon extracted is thought to help against HIV-1. However, of course, these are just based off some studies, like they still need human trials, etc. Bottom line is cinnamon's fantastic. I'm ready for summer to end. It is too hot. My poor sweet dog, love of my life, keeps asking to go outside, and I keep taking her, but we have to cut it short because it is so hot outside. So I'm ready for fall. All right, which is moving into some headlines. This is actually a cute article from a website I thought we'd never see again, AOL.com. What? Who knew AOL was still kicking? I didn't. I remember being a kid and getting the free CDs from Walmart and like stealing 30 minutes of internet time, like at a time. Wow. So anyway, sorry, had a weird nostalgic throwback. So magical baking, how to incorporate a bit of witchcraft into your kitchen. I'm big into kitchen magic, and I'm actually working on a book right now about cooking magic, which I did mention on the Facebook group. So if anyone listening has a meaningful family recipe that they want to share, I do have a few pages where I can incorporate some submission recipes where people can share what it means to them, why it's special to them, and how it relates to your family and the lore and your ancestry. If you would like to submit a recipe, you can do so on our website. Just, I don't know, however, any way you contact me, just do it that way. And yeah, and you, if you want to send photos, you can as well. Yeah, just cooking magic is very special to me, so I am excited to work on this. Anyways, back to the article. Magical Baking: How to Incorporate a Bit of Witchcraft into Your Kitchen by Katherine Dawson. So let's be real, after the year we've had, we could all use some magic in our lives. Whether you're into crystals and sigils, or you blow out candles on your birthday every year, we all have got a little witch in us. Recently, I've been incorporating traditional witchcraft into my kitchen routine. Through teas, stews, baked good, kitchen witchery is the perfect way to spice up literally your life and bring positive energy to your day. So first, she recommends getting in touch with your roots. This is why I actually mentioned family recipes. So this author says, I do not claim to be an expert on witchcraft, but I do know incorporating your ancestral culture into your practice is a must. So she recommends knowing who your family is, knowing where you come from, and all of that. Next, cleanse your space. Obviously, you want to cleanse your space physically, but also spiritually, however you do, whether you use bells or water or smoke, however you cleanse your space. Next, set your intentions. It's important to think about exactly what you want to come from your spell, true for all spell work. Next, research, research, research. She says, start with the basics. So obviously, you want to make sure you understand the herbs and spices you're using, what they could represent, and their correlations. Next, she says, start with the basics, and then enjoy. So, yeah, basically, to incorporate magic into your cooking world, basically, it's all about having intention, putting in foods that connect with you or the spell work you're doing, herbs and spices that correlate energetically, all of that. I used to do a little cooking magic segment on here back when I would get my HelloFresh boxes, which I still do sometimes, but I get a little burnt out and I have to take a long break. And right now I'm in the middle of long break. So maybe next time I get back into those, we'll start doing a cooking magic on those recipes again, because it was a lot of fun. We have been obsessed with predicting the future ever since the dawn of civilization. We've watched the stars, gazed into crystal balls, thrown bones, and read cards with the hope of getting a glimpse of future events. We have found ways to divine with just about everything, all in an effort to better understand ourselves and our place in the magical world. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is your guidebook to a variety of divination practices. Did you know that you can divine with wine? Or that a simple pair of dice can give you prophetic insight? Or that candle wax may help answer questions about your inquisitive inquiries? This book will help you predict the future through a variety of insights and sometimes unusual techniques. This greatly expanded second edition offers extended interpretations, additional reflective passages, and even more choices of curious divination to try. Learn different methods for awakening your psychic abilities to support your exploration into divination. Learn how to scry, use dowsing rods, read tea leaves, work with runes, see auras, decipher omens and clouds, and much more. A curious future can help you move forward into a mystical and inspiring path. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is now available for pre-order on Amazon and other places books are sold. All right, so we have a question from listener Autumn. Autumn says, "Hi, Tanya. I had a visitor in a dream last night and would like help interpreting it." Ooh, okay. Yay. I love dream interpretation. Hey, if anyone ever wants me to interpret a dream for them, please ask. I absolutely love it. She says, "I have a tendency to attract unpleasant things, both nightmares and outside entities in my sleep, and have been warding my dreams since I was a teenager. So it's rare for me to have any dreams that have any real meaning. Nonetheless, last night I dreamt about a cat, Annie. I used to have a cat, and I'm certain it was the cat herself coming to visit. When me and my ex divorced, he got the cats amicably. It made the most sense for our situation. And this particular cat died a little over a year ago. It was very sudden, and I didn't have a chance to say goodbye. In my dream, Annie was with me and acting pretty much the way she always did. She just hung around while I did other things and accepted a little bit of attention and fuss, but not much, which wouldn't be unusual for her. The dream definitely had a feeling of a visit, and I'm pretty sure it was Annie and not something masquerading. So I'm wondering, was she just coming to say goodbye, or was there a message I'm overlooking?" Oh my gosh, Autumn, what a great question. Okay, so let me just break down thoughts I've had while I was reading this. So one, you said you have a tendency to attract unpleasant things such as entities in your sleep. Okay, so what this tells me right away is you are someone who is very, very open while you're asleep, which is not bad. I'm very similar. I have a lot of spirits, especially in New Orleans, who like to come bother me while I'm asleep. So that just means you are kind of someone who is an open door while you're asleep, which is great, right? It means spirits can come and talk to you and communicate with you. However, you need to make sure to have boundaries to protect anything yucky from bothering you. Okay, so you said you never got to say goodbye, and then you said that the cat was kind of acting as she always did. So it wasn't, there wasn't like a big event in the dream or anything like that. She was just there while you were dreaming. That's always a big sign for me. So I'll break down the signs when I'm done. Next, you said it felt like a visit and you did not feel like it was masquerading. Okay, so those are four, for me, really big hits that it was a spirit visit. One, you are someone who has an open doorway to spirits. You have a past where they can get to you. So number one big flag of this was probably a visit is that you are someone that happens to, right? Number two, let's see. What else did you say? Hang on. Okay, you said that you didn't get to say goodbye, which means you probably wanted to say goodbye, and she probably did as well. Next, you said Annie was acting as she always did. That's another sign, right? She didn't seem out of character. She didn't seem to have a different personality. But also, when you said she just hung around while I did other things, most of my spirit visits that I've had, it's always I'm dreaming of something, and then it almost feels like it's being not interrupted, but it's like someone else is coming into the dream with me. So I think that's another sign, is you were having a dream and then she just appeared with you in the dream. That's usually a pretty big sign. So my signs are, one, that you are someone this happens to. Two, the dream wasn't about her. She came into a dream you were having. Next, she was acting as she always did. You felt like it was a visit, and you did not feel like it was something masquerading. So yeah, no, I think it is not as, I think it is as simple as her spirit just coming to hang out with you and say goodbye. That's really beautiful. That's such a wonderful, I'm sure that was wonderful. I can only imagine, and I'm sure anyone listening who's lost a pet could only imagine how amazing that feels. So, congratulations. But yeah, I would say those are the four, the big four of it's a visit. You're someone that happens to. The dream wasn't about the visitor was visiting the dream. You felt like it was a visit. And, she had her normal personality. So that's really amazing, Autumn. Thank you so much for sharing. That was beautiful. All right. So we have a witch fail. This comes to us from listener AJ. AJ says, cats with fire don't mix well. Yeah, I think I can tell you that. Cats are very unpredictable, and so is fire. So let's keep those two separate. They said I was doing a spell and I was just going about my own when my cat, who is also my familiar, jumped up on my altar and started batting at the flame on the candle. Thank goddess that it was just a tea candle because she wound up knocking it over and burning a good sized hole in my altar cloth. Cats and fire don't get along well. Yeah. Yep. That's, yeah, cats and altars, I feel like, don't generally get along very well. I'm gonna be honest, that's why I don't have a cat. Everyone, so I don't mind cats. I don't mind cats. When I have friends who have cats, I like the cats very much. However, I need to feel like I have some control over my space. My dog already has complete ownership of the bottom half of this house. I have to feel like I have control over the top half. That's it. I need to be able to have control over some aspect of my space. And there have been times where I've thought about getting a cat, but then I realized that it would just be too stressful for me. And then I think Lilith said this in the Facebook group, but she said, when you get a cat, like you have to change your life around the cat. And that's just true. And I just can't do it. I need to own the top half of my place. I gotta. All right, and finally, we have a little magic. This comes to us from listener Frankie. Frankie says, "Hey lady, I just wanted to send a little magic of the day for other parent witches out there. Every night at bedtime, I give my daughter her blessings and she loves it. I trace a pentagram over the top of her head and I say, protect my daughter through this night. By my will and my might, as I will, it's sooner it be. God has blessed her times three. Just a little way I am teaching her at a tender age of almost three and a nightly ritual that we can share and love." Oh, that is so cute. That is so cute, so cute, so cute. I love little children blessings. A friend of mine, she might be listening. I don't know if she listens anymore, but she had a baby, and I put my favorite little baby blessing. I had Angela, who has been on the podcast. She has like an embroider machine, and she's a seamstress. So I had her make a blanket, like a baby blanket for the baby, and with my favorite baby blessing, and it is, "You are safe. You are loved. You are wise." And I just think that's really beautiful. So that's so sweet. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give some shout outs to listener Jess Jensen. Jess, you bombastic, opulent land mermaid. I also want to give a shout out to listener Randy. Randy, you brilliant, scrumptious dragon. And then finally, Stacy Gorski. Stacy, you fancy, bedazzled gazelle. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate you. And before we leave, we are doing our last card of the Witch Daily Oracle. And then after this deck, we're going to go back to the Dreamscape Oracle. And then once we're finished with that one, oh, I'm out of decks. So we will see where we land. So our card today is the Bat, one of my favorite cards. The Bat is all about shadows, hidden, and confidence. Timing, a day or two. Yes or no, it is both. Contributed by Suzanne Batlett. Shadow work is the name of the game with this card. Guardians of the night, these wonderful little creatures are confident within their place of darkness. Do you know yourself? Are you aware of your flaws? Do you accept them? Own who you are and make the night yours. It's time to get comfortable within the shadow. Love reading, explore sexual fantasies. Career reading, learn what doesn't work in order to change them. Health reading, what harmful patterns need to be broken. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk again next week.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.